Hello.
Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling from House. On behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm, may I speak with Michael?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote in South Texas, sir?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I know there is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote, will probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
No, I certainly will vote.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, in what year were you born, sir?
1952.
Thank you so much. I do have to ask you this. Where is your race?
No, I'm not going to comment.
It's okay. Thank you so much. Yes or no, do you consider yourself a Hispanic or Latina descendant?
No.
Thank you so much. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you so much. And thinking about elections in November, if the elections for the state Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Not. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Thank you so much. Well, if the elections were held today and you have to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
I don't know.
It's okay. Thank you. I will let you rate your feelings towards some people using the scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Adam Hinojosa. Adam Hinojosa. Neutral. Thank you. Greg Abbott.
Favorable. I like Abbott.
Thank you. So you will rate him between 0 to 100? What will be the number?
Yeah. 100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Not favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Not favorable.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
Not favorable.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia.
Don't know.
Thank you. Kate, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
I approve.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Would you say you approve or disapprove the job of Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you so much. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't know.
Thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Boy, I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Cruz.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for you, whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
The Republican.
Thank you. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Ada Minahosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
I'd probably vote for the Republican.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high or priority that issue should be. High priority, medium priority, low priority, or no priority at all. And thank you so much, sir, for your opinion right now. Thank you. Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare.
Four.
Will be low priority?
Medium.
Medium priority, thank you. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Medium.
Medium. Reforming border policy.
High priority.
High priority, thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against private schools vouchers.
Low.
Low, thank you. Supporting South Texas small businesses.
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Okay, thinking again about elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of candidates for a state legislature. After each, please tell me.
Okay, I'm driving down the road. I have to stop now.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry. We're in 73%. We're almost done.
I have to get out of my car, so I can't talk.
It's okay. It's okay. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.